You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Hey everyone, Chris and I are headed to Shop Talk in March, and you should join us there. Meetup Selections Week is going on right now. Retailers and brands, you can use code OmniTalk to save an extra 10% off current rates. Google Shop Talk to learn more.
Headline one comes to us from Bloomberg. Arkhouse Management Company and Brigade Capital Management have raised their bid for Macy's Inc. by 14% after the retailer previously rejected their initial offer. The investors are now proposing $24 per share, up from $21 per share, representing a 33% premium to Macy's closing price on Friday. Macy's rejected the earlier bid in January, citing a lack of compelling value, and announced plans to restructure by closing nearly one-third of its U.S. locations while focusing on growing its Bloomingdale's and Bluemercury brands. Despite this, Arkhouse, backed by 9 director nominations to Macy's board, remains determined in its pursuit. The investor group, which now includes Fortress Investment Group LLC and One Investment Management U.S.'s equity partners, aims to provide significant value and immediate liquidity to Macy's shareholders through a sale of the company. Brigade emphasized its retail industry expertise and urged Macy's board to proceed in good faith for the benefit of all stakeholders. Macy's has confirmed receipt of the revised proposal and will carefully review and evaluate it. Headline 2 comes to us from Chain Store Age. Starbucks Corporation has shifted its stance on labor unions, initiating discussions with Workers United, a union representing around 10,000 employees across nearly 400 Starbucks stores nationwide. This change in approach follows allegations against Starbucks, which the company denies, regarding its resistance to union organizing efforts. Starbucks now aims to establish a, quote, foundational framework to facilitate agreements with union workers. In a statement by Sarah Kelly, Starbucks Executive Vice President and Chief Partner Officer, the company expressed its commitment to discussions aimed at achieving collective bargaining agreements and resolving outstanding litigation with Workers United. The proposed framework seeks to address the needs of represented stores and employees while promoting fair processes for organizing. As a gesture of goodwill, Starbucks has agreed to extend the pay raises and benefits introduced to non-union workers in May 2022, including the option for customers to add tips to their credit card payments to employees represented by Workers United. Headline 3 comes to us from The Wall Street Journal. Luxury reseller The RealReal is embarking on a strategic shift, aiming to bolster its inventory of high-value luxury goods by expanding its physical store presence. The company, currently operating 13 stores, intends to open up to 3 new locations annually, with plans to reach a total of 30 stores in the coming years. Recognizing the importance of in-person interactions for clients seeking advice on high-end items, The RealReal aims to cater to owners of prestige brands like LVMH. Differentiating from its existing stores, particularly those in New York's Soho District, the new locations will be smaller, approximately 2,500 square feet, and strategically positioned in affluent yet localized neighborhoods. Regarding cost implications, these expansions will reportedly involve minimal expenses while yielding high returns in terms of supply acquisition. The RealReal plans to continue investing in automation, technology, and brand-specific authenticators, following a workforce reduction and closure of 4 physical locations in the previous year. 2023 is viewed as a reset year for the company, with operational efficiencies beginning to manifest positive outcomes. Notably, The RealReal's average order value has risen to around $500 attributed to adjustments in commission structures for luxury managers to prioritize higher-value merchandise. Headline 4 also comes to us from Bloomberg. Amazon has unveiled its vision of the future workplace with the introduction of Digit, a 5'9" humanoid robot designed to assist employees in its warehouses. Manufactured by Agility Robotics, Inc., Digit's primary function is to remove empty yellow bins from shelves and transport them to conveyors, marking a significant technological advancement in the integration of robots into human-centric work environments. Unlike some of its peers in the robotics industry, Agility Robotics maintains a pragmatic approach, focusing on practical applications rather than futuristic aspirations. The company aims to mass produce 10,000 robots annually and deploy them across warehouses and storerooms worldwide, leveraging advancements in motors, batteries, computer vision, and artificial intelligence. While humanoid robots have garnered considerable investment in recent years, Agility stands out for its tangible implementation of the technology in real-world scenarios. Bolstered by support from industry giants like Amazon, the company has attracted seasoned executives with diverse expertise, enhancing its commercial capabilities. Amazon's involvement in the robotics sector is strategic, aiming to optimize its warehouse operations and address safety concerns. By integrating bipedal bots like Digit into less automated areas of its facilities, Amazon anticipates improvements in efficiency and workplace safety. Despite its current limitations, including limited battery life and slower operational speed compared to humans, Digit represents a promising step toward the integration of humanoid robots into everyday workplace environments. As technology continues to evolve, Agility aims to enhance Digit's capabilities, making it more adaptable and user-friendly for a range of applications beyond logistics. Ultimately, Agility envisions humanoid robots like Digit playing integral roles not only in warehouses, but also in retail, healthcare, and other sectors, ushering in a new era of human-robot collaboration.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.